The doghouse. My refuge. Hey, it's no Shangri-La, but it's homey, and happens to feature many of the creature comforts. Water dish, comfy shit-stained blanket, hardwood floors, shale teaks poster, sturdy roof over my head, Nordic track. Yep, it's home all right. And the best part? I can come and go as I hey my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry! Cut that out. You know, I don't want to see that.
What? I'm in the comfort of my own home here. Give me a break, master. If I could do it in the shower, I would do it. But this shit box you built me has all the amenities of a Singapore jail cell. Good Lord, you didn't even put a door on it. Sometimes a dog needs his privacy, you know. Like, what if I wanted to, I don't know, knit you an Afghan for Christmas? Well, it'd be hard to keep something like that secret. That's all I'm saying.
Jerry, calm down. Now, why don't you get up out of that doghouse and go play? It's a beautiful day today.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful day. That's right. The only time I can use this hut of death. Do you have any idea how hot it gets in here? I mean, did you ever ask yourself why old Jerry never sits all the way inside? Well, it ain't because I'm afraid I'll miss your company, you cruel bastard.
Boy, Jerry, you are fiery today.
Yeah, head hanging halfway out of my own house. I feel like a magician's assistant. I mean, would it have killed you to build one window? A simple window, master. During the summer, it's like the sweat box from Cool Hand Luke in here. Sorry, master. I don't know why Jerry's dirt is in your ditch. But please, don't take me back to the doghouse. Please, master, I'll be good. I promise.
Hey, I got it. Why don't you just construct a giant magnifying glass over the top of my house while you're at it? Yeah, then leash me up, bitch. Oh, that discomfort you feel from watching me give my nuts a love bath will end real quick once the Cambodians down the street get a whiff of some Jerry in the box.
Jerry, what the heck has gotten into you?
Well, I'm pissed off. That's what's the matter.
Oh, that's it. If you're going to keep acting this way, maybe we should just leash you up, huh, Jerry? How's that? See how you like spending the rest of your day in the doghouse?
What we have here, master, is a failure to communicate.
Later that evening.
Oh, hey, Jerry.
Oh, hey, Butch.
Where you been all day, Jerry?
Oh, don't ask. Now, are we ready to play or what?
Yeah, just waiting for Blackie and Chi-Chi to get here.
Why are they always late? I clearly said when the yellow ball in the sky turns orange. I mean, what? Are they colorblind?
Well, yeah, Jerry. I'm pretty sure all dogs are.
No, you're thinking of Go to Heaven. Come on, Butch. Even Disney wouldn't make a movie called All Dogs Are Colorblind.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, guys. Sorry we're late.
Yeah, we had to stop by the Bone Store.
We did not, Chi-Chi. What did I tell you about making things up?
Sorry, Blackie. Blackie got in trouble for whining again about his nuts getting removed.
Damn it, Chi-Chi, shut up!
Oh my god, he's starting to totally lose his bark. Wow, that is so not cool.
Okay, enough of this. We're running out of light. Now let's play. Remember, the rules are simple. Whoever finally gets a hubcap off a car wins. All right, time to choose up sides. Butch and I are captains. Let's Rochambeau for first pick. God, I hate f***ing paper. All right, you pick first.
I'll take Chi-Chi.
You're taking the retard with the first pick?
Yeah, he's the only one wearing a helmet.
Fair enough. I'll take Sebastian.
Yes! Blackie!
Yay, Blackie! We're in the same group again. Now be careful when Paula comes in to tell us if we made it to the next round. Just because she looks sad doesn't mean we're eliminated. She's tricky like that, Blackie. She's tricky.
Shut up, Chi-Chi. All right. I guess I gotta take Princess.
Oh, sorry to be such a burden.
Oh, you know what I mean.
No. No, I don't. Why don't you explain yourself, Jerry?
Women. Right, guys? What are you gonna do with them?
You're leaving me here.
This one, I don't want anything to do with it.
Bone Star!
Okay, Butch, your team's first. Get your runner ready.
Chi-Chi, you're up.
Here comes your car!
Come on, Chi-Chi.
Okay, I'm ready. Set, six, five, four, go!
Go, Chi-Chi, go!
My gun is
Oh, shit.
Gigi!
I'm okay!
1 hour later.
So you think Gigi's really gonna be all right?
Oh, yeah, Princess. There's one thing I know about retarded chihuahuas. It's that those little bastards are tough.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, here we are. The old doghouse. I guess this looks familiar, huh?
Yeah, yes it does.
Funny how once you've been there before, it just seems, you know, so natural at the end of the night to, you know, well, you know.
Yeah, we had some good times in this old doghouse, that's for sure.
Oh, and hey, sorry about earlier tonight. You know I didn't mean, you know, well, you know, right?
Oh, don't worry about it.
So, you want to come in, you know, for a little while?
You know, you did have a pretty smart mouth the day we broke up.
Well, then again, that's me, Princess. I put up walls. You knew that. I never stopped liking you, though. Besides, I kind of thought that's what you liked about me. My razor-sharp tongue.
Yeah? I remember that tongue of yours all right.
Yeah, you do.
Well, maybe I could come in for just a little bit. And you can... Oh, I don't know. Maybe... Hey, you're nuts. And you can reach them with your mouth. How cool is that? See ya, Jerry.
Oh, is that it? That's the way it's gonna be? Fine, then. Keep walking.
Well, back in the doghouse, I see. Well, if you ask me, it's her loss. Besides, she's right. God, I wish I had a door on this damn thing.